Hello, I'm Gary Ade, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Charlotte Hornets and the Chicago Bulls. Charlotte comes in with a record of just 15-37 on the year. Meanwhile, Chicago, 23-27 on the year. Looking at the last 10 games, both teams are 4-6, and both teams come in having lost their last contest. Here are the numbers. 112.3 points per game by the Hornets versus 118.7 points per game allowed by them, so they are a negative 6.4 differential team. Meanwhile, Chicago, much closer to even, 114.3 scored, 114.4 allowed, so a negative 0.1 differential for the Bulls. Both teams take care of the ball pretty well, 13.3 turnovers per game by Charlotte, 13.1 by Chicago. Bulls shoot 48.9% from the field, so a significant advantage over the 45.3 shot by the Hornets. Charlotte is just 32.5% from long range, so again, the Bulls a significant advantage there at 36.6%. And once more, Bulls easily outpace the Hornets in free throw shooting percentage, 81.6 versus 75.1. Bench scoring is essentially the same, 30.2 for the Hornets, 30.3 for the Bulls. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. They've split the first two games. It's a home game for Chicago this time. Of course, Lonzo Ball is out. Javonte Green also out for the Bulls. Meanwhile, Charlotte has Kelly Oubre Jr. out. Cody Martin is listed as doubtful. And the question here is, can the Bulls do enough to win against a pretty bad Charlotte defense? Chicago does have its tendencies to give up points in bunches as well, though. So this game could be close, as evidenced by the fact they've split the first two. But you got to favor the Bulls here. They're just a slightly better team in my estimation. So I'm going with Chicago. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Bulls and Hornets. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Charlotte Hornets and the Chicago Bulls. The lines are currently open and it favors the Chicago Bulls at home, sitting at 6.5 in the spread with an over-under of 236.5. Now, Chicago's been struggling of late and they actually coming off a loss last time against the Charlotte Hornets. But if we're looking at this overall points for this one on the over-under, right now Charlotte averages 112.3 points while Chicago averages 114.3. You do the math on those, you're still not looking at the over in this one, and I would definitely lean towards the under. And right now, the under has been trending for both of these teams so far in this matchup. Right now, Charlotte has been 5-0 in the under versus losing teams, which the Bulls are, and the Bulls have been under with them 5-1 in their last six. So I would lean and take the under in this game as well. Now, when it looks at the overall spread, let's look at the record. Charlotte right now has a record of 23-26-3, while Chicago has a record of 25-23-2. Now, I don't think this spread is right for the Chicago Bulls. I think it's a little too high. The Bulls have always been playing to the level of competition. And like I said, they just coming off a loss against Charlotte, a team they should beat. But this spread is way too high. I think it's because they're at home. They have an okay record at home. It's 13-11, but I still don't think it's worthy of a 6.5 spread. So I would probably lean towards Charlotte on that side. Now, let's look at some player props real quick. One player you gotta go with right now is Terry Rozier. Right now, it sits at 22.5. His last 10 games, he's been averaging 23.7. And the last time he played the Bulls, he dropped 28 points. So I would definitely lean and take the over in the point side for Terry Rozier. Now, one thing I would take right now for LaMelo Ball is the assist numbers. Right now, it sits at 7.5. Last time he played the Bulls, he dropped 8 assists. And his last 7 games, he's been averaging 7.5 assists. So I would probably lean and take the over in that one, him giving the ball a lot to Terry Rozier. I would also take the rebounding numbers, too, on LaMelo Ball. Right now, it currently sits also at 7.5. I mean, last time he played the Bulls, he got 11 rebounds. Lean and take the over in that one as well. Now, overall, like I said, I don't like the over in this one. I would definitely lean towards the under, and I like the spread overall for the Charlotte Hornets in this one. That's our look at the Charlotte Hornets and the Chicago Bulls. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking the NBA.